A Jewish Journal article. UN Commission of Inquiry member apologizes for Jewish lobby comment. United Nations Human Rights Council, UNHRC, Commission of Inquiry, COI, member Milun Kothari wrote a letter apologizing for his Jewish lobby comments that were criticized as being anti-Semitic. The letter, dated August 4, featured Kothari expressing regret, and that he would like to unequivocally apologize for his use of the term during an interview with the anti-Israel site Mondawais. My intention was to denounce the relentless and vitriolic personal attacks against the members of the commission on social media and some publications, launched to delegitimize and undermine its work, Kothari wrote. It was completely wrong for me to describe social media as being controlled largely by the Jewish lobby. This choice of words incorrect, inappropriate, and insensitive. Kothari also stated that his other comment in the Mondawais interview questioning Israel's membership in the UN was meant to focus on Israel's non-compliance with UN decisions related to its obligations under international law. At no place in the interview did I question the existence of the State of Israel, he wrote. On the contrary, throughout the interview I have defended the existence of the State of Israel. This is fully consistent with the position of the Commission. Kothari reiterated his apology toward the end of his letter. I have always condemned discrimination in all its forms, including through anti-Semitism, and I do so again now. Jewish groups did not accept Kothari's apology. B'nai B'rith International tweeted that they are reiterating their call to remove prejudiced members from the commission. UN Watch Executive Director Hillel Neuer said in a statement that he rejects Mr. Kothari's attempt to whitewash his use of a notorious anti-Semitic trope that throughout history has sparked deadly pogroms and worse, and his literal questioning of Israel's membership in the UN. His request for the President of the Human Rights Council to enable and protect the inquiry should be turned down. Neuer added, Mr. Kothari is the first UN investigator in the history of the United Nations to be called out for anti-Semitism by the head of the Human Rights Council, the Secretary General, together with Britain, France, Germany, the US and 14 other countries. He has disgraced the Council and cast a shadow upon the United Nations as a whole. That Mr. Kothari is clinging to his post after he obliterated any semblance of the impartiality legally required for a UN investigator, shows that is also without self-awareness or shame. Emmanuel Nashon, Deputy Director General for Public Diplomacy at Israel's Ministry of Foreign Affairs, tweeted, The so-called apology of COI member Milun Kothari is a pitiful and unconvincing maneuver, which does not cover up for a long record of anti-Israeli and anti-Semitic statements by him and the other COI members. They should immediately resign. Canadian UN Ambassador Bob Ray tweeted, For the past 10 days the COI chair defended the remarks saying they were taken out of context. The commission was biased from the outset. Everything since then, including this clarification, only confirms it. Human rights lawyer and International Legal Forum head Arsen Ostrovsky tweeted that Kothari's non-apology is entirely meaningless and predictable, and came after almost 20 countries condemned him in a staggering 10 days after he made the initial remarks. Does it really take someone that long to recognize that saying, the Jewish lobby controls the media is abhorrent, racist and anti-Semitic? NGO Monitor founder Gerald M. Steinberg tweeted that Kothari's heinous anti-Semitism is not erased by a cut and paste. I'm sorry that I got caught. My words were misunderstood. Letter. The COI was a disgrace from the beginning. It must be disbanded now. The commission is investigating the conflict between Israel and Hamas that occurred in May 2021.